Grant's Rants.
Over the line!
All right, that's it! You want some of this, huh?
Worry about your own damn team, all right?
Sugar-coated.
Well, gee, there are a lot of people listening to my show right now that would not answer the question, nothing.
I don't think so.
They would say, sorry, I got hit on the head over the weekend.
Rub some dirt on it.
I want you to go up to a 10-story building and just jump off.
Grant's Rants.
Jump off and spare us all.
That's how he rolls.
You're damn right I have a point.
Here's Grant Napier.
You know, it must be great to be Chris Bosch. Must be great to be Chris Bosch. You leave your 12,000-square-foot home right on the waterfront in South Beach. You attend your own party celebrating your 29th year on Earth. You take a helicopter from your home and then a yacht to the party at the Bayside Night Spot in downtown Miami. And it's so great to be Chris Bosch because you can take your $340,000 worth of jewelry and you can just leave it in your drawer at home. You don't have to put it in a safe. No, just put it in your drawer. Because I know one thing. If I had hundreds and thousands of dollars of jewelry, I would just stick it in my underwear drawer. I wouldn't even worry about a safe. Nope. I would open up my drawer. I would put all my watches, the jewelry. Oh, and purses. Let's not forget about those. That's right. Chris Bosch went to his birthday party via a helicopter and a yacht, then came home with his wife, noticed that the jewelry drawer was open and numerous watches, rings, and purses were missing, totaling $340,000. How would you like to be his insurance agent? Phone rings. Hello. Hey, it's Chris. Hey, Chris, what's going on? Oh, man, listen, this is not good. I just had about $340,000, $350,000 worth of stuff stolen. No way. Yeah, I had it in my drawer at home. You had it in your drawer at home? Like you didn't put it in a safe? No, I don't have a safe. Really? You leave hundreds of thousands of dollars of jewelry and you just put it right there in the drawer? Yep. All right, click. How about that? Hey, listen. Chris Bosch makes a lot of money. No problem with him living in a $12 million home. I mean, if you're going to make that much money, you might as well spend it, right? Think about how much he's helped the Florida economy. I don't even have a problem with him having $340,000 worth of jewelry and purses. Don't forget about those purses. Mrs. Bosch has got to look good when she goes to those games. Got to have those purses. But are you going to have $340,000 worth of jewelry and purses? And you're just going to leave them in a drawer? You don't, like, have a safe? Like, I'm going to ask you, seriously now. Hypothetically, of course, because there's nobody listening to my show, I don't think, that has $340,000 worth of jewelry, but actually, maybe you do. I take that back. There probably are some of you listening that have that. For those of you that have $340,000 or more worth of jewelry, question, when you go out to dinner or if you go to a party via a helicopter and a yacht, do you leave your $340,000 worth of jewelry just in your jewelry drawer or do you have a safe at home? Just asking. You know, you probably don't want to call me up on this one if you just leave it lying around the house because I got to believe that you're going to be robbed tonight. Someone will trace the call. It's probably not a good idea. But again, $340,000 worth of watches and jewelry. Oh, don't forget about those purses. Now, the purses don't go in the drawer too, do they? I mean, it would be tiny purses. What kind of purses are those? Are those the big Louis bags, or what are we talking about here? Do you have pictures of those purses? I'd like to see them. That's a lot of money. Do you have, like, a purse for, like, every outfit? Of course you do. What am I talking about? I bet you Mrs. Bosch looks great when she goes out. She's probably got a purse for this outfit, that outfit, this outfit, that. All right, you know what? Hey, listen, they make a lot of money. God bless them. I have no problem with that. Oh, by the way, the party they were at, too, was complete with live camels. When I go to a party, I want my freaking live camels. Now, I'm just wondering if the helicopter and the yacht scared off the camels, or are they oblivious to all of that stuff at this particular party? Just asking. 340,000 dollars of jewelry stolen. What was interesting is that the championship ring from last year was left undisturbed. Because, you know, it would probably be very difficult to sell that. But, I mean, I'm going to ask you something, all right? Hypothetically, would you not take that ring? Would you not take it and keep it somewhere? Or do you think that it would be, you would get caught? I mean, I'm just asking. Police have been interviewing Bosch's housekeepers and anyone else, such as a contractor or a repair person. Now, that's something that I would definitely do. If I had $340,000 worth of jewelry, when I have a repairman coming over, I would definitely leave it just out in plain sight or in a drawer. No way I would put it in a safe. No way. Amazing. So he's got it in a jewelry drawer in his home. Not in a safe. You know what, Chris? Here's the good news about your $340,000 loss. All right? Here's the good news. It's either insured, or you have so much money that you don't even need to insure stuff, or you'll pay for it when you win the championship this year, because that will be about a player's share. So, Chris, look at it this way. You're going to be playing in the months of May and June for free. That's what you're doing. You're going to play for free, and you hope to win a title for the second year in a row, and your playoff share, which will be about that amount, will cover your loss for your jewelry, your watches, and your wife's purses. Now, they didn't say that they were your wife's purses. I'm assuming that they weren't your purses. I'm assuming that those were your wife's purses. Unbelievable. $340,000 stolen. Any cash in there? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, if you're going to leave that kind of stuff just in a drawer, why not have some cash out there? By the way, I want to just finish this rant, because this must have been one hell of a party. Guests at this party were greeted by a pair of camels, not just one camel, a pair of camels. They were greeted by a pair of camels at the door. Oh boy. The birthday cake was a jewel festooned chocolate elephant ridden by a miniature Bosch figure. Let me back that up here. A birthday cake was a jewel. Is it festooned? The hell kind of word is that? Chocolate elephant ridden by a miniature Bosch figure. You got to be kidding me. Entertainment included belly dancers and fire eaters. Let me tell you something. If I'm the Miami Heat and I got LeBron at the party, and I don't want any fire at my party. I don't want anybody catching on fire and ruining my chance to win another championship. So I think that's a bad idea. How about that? Birthday cake. What is a jewel festooned chocolate elephant, for crying out loud? What on earth is that? What is a chocolate elephant ridden by a miniature Bosch figure? Has anybody ever heard of a chocolate elephant? And it's like being ridden by a miniature Bosch figure. Is that Chris Bosch or Mrs. Bosch? The good news is, I assume that Mrs. Bosch had her freaking purse, or one of her purses, on her arm, so she didn't have a total loss. And I got to believe that Bosch had one of his $100,000 Rolexes on, so that at least he'll be able to tell time so he's not late for practice tomorrow. Because, I mean, if he's got all of his watches stolen, how's he going to know what time to go to practice? Maybe he had his phone stolen. Had a some party right there, huh? Oh, by the way, there was no sign of forced entry at the waterfront, 12,368 square foot home. And so what did the police, what was their conclusion after saying that there was no sign of forced entry? Quote, we think it was probably an inside job. Really? Duh. Hey, listen, I'm a sportscaster, and I can tell you that if there's no sign of forced entry, I can tell you that it's pretty much an inside job. Or how about this? Maybe the Boshes just left the door to their 12,000-square-foot waterfront mansion open. Maybe they didn't lock it. And so, therefore, you wouldn't have forced entry. Hey, do you have an alarm in these mansions on the waterfront on South Beach? Again, let me back up here for a minute. Assuming that you have $340,000 worth of jewelry, purses, whatever, okay? And assuming that you're going to leave it in your underwear drawer or your jewelry drawer, whatever, would you not maybe just set your alarm before you got on the helicopter to take you to your freaking yacht, to take you to your camel party with a chocolate elephant? I would. I would set my alarm. Would you not set your alarm? I mean, if you're going to build a $12.3 million home on the Miami waterfront, would you not have an alarm? Because, I mean, what would happen? Like, you know, me and the boys just in February, we rented a boat for the day, and we could have cruised right up to Bosch's home and walked in and taken his jewelry. Would you not have an alarm? I mean, what's to prevent someone from getting off a boat, going onto your property, and walking right into your house? Where's the alarm? How about that, Bobby Hernandez from the Miami Beach Police? What about the alarm in the house? You didn't say anything about the alarm. You talked about the live camels, the chocolate elephant. You talked about everything else, but you didn't talk about possible alarm problems. Unbelievable. And thank you from the Miami Police Department for telling us that it was probably an inside job. Oh, but he went on, quote, it's very difficult to prevent crimes such as this from happening. Hell no, it's not. Put your freaking stuff in a safe and put the alarm on. It is not difficult to prevent crimes such as this from happening if you put your alarm on and you put your stuff in a safe. Right? I don't think like Scarface is going to be coming in with his entourage and blow up the whole freaking house, pull the safe out of the wall, put a hand grenade next to it, and then steal what's left. Don't tell me that it's difficult to prevent crimes such as this from happening if you don't have an alarm on and you don't have a safe. I think a safe and alarm would probably, now I'm not in the police department. Maybe a police officer can call me up right now and tell me differently. If there's a police officer listening or a detective, if I have an alarm in my home and I have a safe with my jewelry in the safe, would you say that it's still very difficult to prevent crimes such as this one from happening? I don't think so. You know what I think? I think maybe the police spokesman, Mr. Hernandez, maybe he's the guy that stole all of this stuff. Maybe he's the guy. Maybe somebody ought to go and look in his home to see if he's got any extra purses or watches. Oh, rings, too. I forgot about the rings. Maybe he's too busy on the chocolate elephant and the dancers and the fire eaters. Oh, and the pair of camels that had names, by the way, Henry and Jacob. That's right. Guests were greeted by a pair of camels, Henry and Jacob. How about that? Now you're naming your camels. It's not just a matter of having camels. You got to give them a freaking name. Henry and Jacob, the two camels at the party. Now, did those camels get to go on the helicopter? Did they get to go on the yacht? Or were they just hanging out at the party and that's their job? Because, I mean, you might as well go all out. I don't know if you could fit the camels on the helicopter. Maybe you could. Maybe you couldn't. I guarantee you could fit them on the yacht. I need somebody to, I need a policeman to call me up, and I also need for somebody to tell me what a birthday cake with a jewel festooned chocolate elephant, what the hell that is. What on earth is a jewel festooned chocolate elephant? I'm 53 years old. I've never heard of that before. So Bosch, guess what? You're playing for free in the playoffs this year. We are sorry, genuinely sorry, that you had your purses, your rings, and your watches stolen. I have a couple of tips, an alarm, and a safe. And that's my rant for today.
Now it's your turn.
You are so off base. Did you get hit in the head the last couple days? What's wrong with you?
You're gonna be eating your words big time.
You got hit in the head. Something happened to you at work.
Try and make it count. Call 339-1140.
Hey, that's a local number.
Or 800-920-1140. Text 44-1140 or tweet at Grant Napier Show.